So it's a cold day out there, which makes it an unusual day this winter. Week after week of above freezing temperatures, barely a snowflake. It all adds up to mean that some of the trees and flowers, in my front yard at least, are confused. They think it's spring. And that seems like bad news, especially with tonight's forecast for single-digit lows in the region. So how bad is it? Alan Branhagen is with us. He's the director of horticulture out at Powell Gardens and an occasional visitor to our program. Alan, welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. And let me invite our listeners right away to be part of the conversation. If you have questions about winter plant growth or early springs, if you're worried about certain plants in your yard that have already budded or bloomed or sprung up, if you think this is all much ado about nothing, we want to hear from you. Call us at 816-235-2888. That's 235-2888. Or email us at updatedate@kcur.org. So, Alan, this warm winter, how unusual is this really?
Well, it is one of the most mild ones I've been here. This is my 16th winter living in Kansas City and working for Powell Gardens. I believe we've had one that definitely was more mild than this, where the low temperature out at Powell Gardens was plus 17 for the whole low all winter. And
wow,
we have gotten colder than that this year a few times.
Yeah.
And a couple other times we've had it mild all the way through February. And then our coldest weather of the year, at least twice in the past 16 years, was in March when we had below zero temperatures.
Does it matter how many days are really cold, or is it just what that low point that is reached? Is that the most important figure?
It's actually both. And the lack of cold this winter is of some concern, because a lot of plants require a certain number of chill hours. And what we're concerned with are some of the stone fruit crops like the plums and the peaches not getting enough cold at this time. And then the other one, yes, is the ultimate minimum temperature.
Okay, so wait a minute. You have plants that need to get cold.
You bet. And peonies are another example. They must, have a cold winter to bloom the following year. And so far, really, our temperatures have been more like the Red River Valley between Texas and Oklahoma rather than way up here in Kansas City.
Well, okay, so let's talk about that, because we hear sometimes about these growing zones or the hardiness mm-hmm. zones. We are theoretically in something called zone 6, is mm-hmm. that right? But because of climate change, we're starting to change. Is that tell me what's happening
here. Well, I think the USDA just came out last month with a new USDA hardiness zone map, and Greater Kansas City was moved into Zone 6. After the last map, we were put into Zone 5 for the most part.
Ah.
And yes, it is. The climate has, the winters have been milder than they were. And we also experienced in the late 70s and through the 80s some abnormally cold winters, 77, 78. 83, 84 was the big killer, if you remember how bad it was on the citrus in Florida, all over eastern United States. Many trees that had lived in an area for 50 years or more were killed by that cold.
Hmm.
And I think that influenced the last map. So, and then there's even something called zone creep. Because of the last map, some things got higher hardiness ratings than they should have. So you still have to be a little bit cautious with us being zone 6.
So these zones, Mother Nature does not pay a whole lot of attention to where the USDA puts
right.
the So is this really a problem, I guess, is the question. Moving from zone 5 to zone 6, does this mean that people here have to start growing a different set of trees and shrubs?
Well, you can. And I think most gardeners who have been, gardening for the past 10 years and most of the local nurseries have all picked up on that and have moved towards plants that are a little more tender.
So give us some examples. What gets phased out and what's new on the scene?
Well, some of the new things on the scene would be the Magnolia grandifloras, the southern magnolias, the crepe myrtles, new varieties of azaleas like the Encore azaleas that have a repeat bloom. They used to be a zone 7 rating or so.
Hmm.
And the Nandina, which is a Japanese shrub also that's very popular.
Wow. You can participate in the discussion here. You can find us on Facebook, the KCUR page, or you can tweet at KCUR up to date. Are there some plants this season that you have observed that are actually still dormant, that are not pressing forward with the warm weather?
Yes, and I'm obviously very pleased about it. Some of my concerns were like the peaches blooming too early, but they just haven't had enough chill to force them anywhere else. The magnolias, always, especially the Asian star and saucer magnolias, are some of our earliest to bloom plant, and this year they are staying in tight bud so far. And I think the dryness has also helped us out in that respect and not pushing the growing season ahead too far.
So the weather forecast has the temperature tonight dropping down into the single digits. Tomorrow we won't even get up to 30 degrees, they say.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a hard freeze? Is that the definition of a hard freeze?
Much more than that. It will. Most of these plants did remain dormant, so they are going to be just fine. However, some smaller spring-blooming bulbs that are out, that is going to be too much for them. At Powell Gardens, we have the little reticulate iris already in bloom. They're yellow or bluish flowers. Some of the early varieties of daffodils are already in bloom. And, yes, those will be toast.
That'll be it. 816-235-2888 is the number to call. You can also email us at updatedate@kcur.org. That's what Gabby from Independence did. She writes, I planted daffodils in late fall, and while some of my friends are starting to pop up little green growths, mine have done nothing. She lives in Independence. Should she be worried that they're not going to grow?
I wouldn't be worried yet.
It's her friends who have more to worry about.
That's right. The ones that have the green tips out of the ground, if you do not cover them with some mulch or some remay or something, those tips are going to burn. The plants will be fine. They'll still grow out of it later in the spring. A lot of times the first season that you plant a bulb, it's a little slower in coming out, so she should still give it more time.
All right. Now, how about I'm going to just throw in my own personal question here. My maple tree is already budding in the front yard. Is that a problem? Is it toast?
What I've seen are the silver maples, which normally bloom on average, I'd say, the last week of February in Kansas City. I believe that they'll be okay. Most of the flower buds did not come out, and as long as the flower has not emerged, the buds have swollen, but I think they'll be fine. Again, it's a native tree. It's adapted to what we call our manic depressive climate.
It's happened before. And,
right.
And maybe is that a good word for people to bear in mind, Alan, that this could be worse?
Yeah, it could be worse. This is not unprecedented, right?
Have you been surprised by any of the sort of early growth sightings that you've heard reports of this year?
Well, like I said, there's been one other year where we had a lot of things even blooming earlier than this year in the past 16 that I've been here. So it's not unprecedented. Just seeing the iris, the daffodils, it is pretty amazing to have them blooming. Well, a lot of them were blooming at the end of January.
Yeah. I'm sure that there are many people who get out there when all the flowers are in bloom to Powell Gardens, but aren't accustomed to sort of knowing what's going on out there at this time of year. What would they see? Do you have a lot going on?
We have a feather your nest display is what we call it. Our conservatory is set up as a place where you can come and relax in four little seating area vignettes and really look outside, being nice ensconced in our conservatory with beautiful plants and a nice environment looking out to the landscape around you, where we have bird feeders attracting all the local wild birds, and the beautiful southern magnolia trees around the building add some really nice winter interest. But to me, the whole winter landscape of the Midwest is gorgeous. And Powell, we have all the different native trees, the native grasses, and so on. So come on out. Beautiful experience.
Very good. Well, let's take a call, 816-235-2888, 235-2888. Peter in Kansas City, Kansas. Good morning, Peter.
Hi. I have a third-year peach tree, and last year I didn't get any peaches off of it. What were on there fell off before they developed, and I don't quite understand what he's saying about the cold. The peach trees need a cold freeze.
They need a certain number of chilling hours for that to force them to bud out for the springtime. They are not a tropical plant. They really are a temperate plant from China that again experiences cold and must experience cold.
Okay. And I have a blackberry bush, and I was want to know how this weather is going to affect it.
Our blackberries look just fine. Again, a lot of the varieties that we grow in this area were selected in Arkansas, so they're actually pretty tolerant of these conditions. And they can emerge a little early sometimes, but so far they're remaining dormant and in good shape.
Great. Peter, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Keith in South Kansas City. Keith, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to comment. I was out working last week, and I am a horticulturalist, and I noticed quite a few plants breaking bud way earlier than I've seen in any year in the past. And, of course, I've seen witch hazel, which is not abnormal. But I've seen a lot of honeysuckles breaking bud, actually, and viburnums just really swelling, not opening up, but really swelling way more than they normally would. And I have all kinds of bulbs coming up. And I know they're going to be okay, probably gloss frost, but it's just an odd year.
Yeah, Alan.
Yeah, especially the winter honeysuckle we have had flowers in the past in as early as January, and yes, they're right doing that again. And some of our viburnums, like the cultivar Dawn, also flowering very, very early.
Oh, you've seen it actually flowering.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you must be a little bit warmer than I am.
Keith,
lucky.
Thank you so much for the
thank
call.
You. Mm-hmm.
You know, all these questions. Keith called us at 235-2888. You know, are about things that we want to see blooming, just not yet. I'm wondering about some of the plants that we aren't all that excited about seeing blooming. We had an email from Pam. She says, how will this warm weather affect the weeds? Will there be more of them or less of them?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably it's going to increase germination of a lot of annual weeds, because a lot of annual flowers like poppies that I like are actually germinating phenomenally in areas, bare soil areas. So I expect the weeds to also do as equally well.
Yeah, you got to take the bad with the good.
That's
huh?
right.
We actually had a couple folks ask us, Pam, as well as Renee on Facebook, what does this mean for the bug population? I know you're a horticulturalist, not an entomologist, but things not only like mosquitoes, but also the bugs that attack plants. Does the weather mean a big year for bugs?
Probably, again, just, you know, the lack of cold. We're going to have more survive through the winter.
Yeah, very
good.
That
simple.
That's all right. Get ready. Consider yourselves warned. Let's talk to Chris in Lawrence. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. I have a Japanese maple that I went through so many hoops to get. It's just beautiful. In my front yard, faced east with some southern exposure. It's in a real good spot, but it's just now just starting to bud. I'm seeing little bitty buds on it. Is there anything I should do to try to protect it?
I think you'll be just fine. When I've looked at the Japanese maples, the buds are swelling, but again, they're not breaking dormancy, so I think we're still
good.
Safe, yes.
Okay, terrific.
Thank you, Chris, for your call. What's sort of the breaking point?
Well, when the little bud scales start to come apart on the bud is when it's really coming out of dormancy.
Okay, so anyone can make that assessment on their own, out in their own yard. You haven't heard of any of them that are breaking, so you're not too worried yet.
No, I really haven't. Some of these, you know, real early bloomers, the witch hazels are really designed to handle this weather, and they have been blooming, some of them, since actually the end of December this year, which is pretty crazy. But they have the capacity, the flowers simply roll up when it's cold and then are hardy to like 10 below zero when they're rolled up. And then when it moderates, they can unfurl and open out again.
Up to date at kcur.org. If you're getting a busy signal when you call in, be sure you try us on email. Chris's question was about how to protect her Japanese maples, if there's anything she needed to do. Let's talk for a moment about other ways that we might need to protect or can we protect the plants, the flowers that are starting to come up, the trees that are budding. Mm-hmm. Is there anything people can do?
Well, for the very small bulbs, like the little iris I was talking about, some of the squills and small bulbs, again, put leaf mulch and maybe some rime or some kind of cloth fabric over that, just to give it that insulation. The little curled up leaves, you know, hold air in them and really are great insulation. And that may be enough that will save those things. Some of these larger shrubs like the Dawn viburnum and the winter honeysuckle, those flower buds that are out are toast. But usually they have some, you know, other buds that will come out a little later, and that it won't be a total loss.
Okay. And if you end up with a bad year, I mean, how many of these plants are dead if the freeze kills them? You know, if a tree goes through a year where the buds all get frozen after they've opened up.
We did have that, of course, Easter freeze of 2007, so it's not unprecedented. Again, if I was seeing that dormancy or the plants coming out of dormancy with new growth and so on, new vegetative growth, then I would be very concerned with this freeze. We probably would have widespread death to twigs and dieback. And again, some plants in 2007 died completely from that.
You're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. We're talking with Alan Branhagen. He's the director of horticulture out at Powell Gardens. We're taking questions online at up to date at kcur.org, or you can call us at 816-235-2888. We have an email from Ross. He writes, I'm having much more problem with the summer temperatures. It just doesn't cool down at night. The beans and tomatoes are much more prone to failure to set fruit than I can recall. Okra loves it, though. So bigger problems.
That's,
huh?
Yeah, that's what we're experiencing. And that's another reason we're all going to probably have to garden with things that really like summer, long tropical summers. And by the way, we talked about winter hardiness. There's also a summer heat zone hardiness map.
Okay.
And we are in zone 7 in that, along with St. Louis and Nashville and Atlanta and Charlotte and Washington, D.C. So when it comes to our summer growth, we are really in a warm climate right here, and that needs to be considered as well when you're selecting plants.
Which is, it's about time to be selecting the summer plants.
That's right.
What are some of the plants you'd suggest that folks maybe were not previously part of our summer growing plants?
Well, a lot of the tropical hibiscuses, like he mentioned, okra doing beautifully well, and then things like peppers and tomatoes. Now the summer's getting so hot that they are really doing better on either end of the season rather than through our extreme heat.
And what is it that we may not be able to grow anymore that we've grown before in the summer?
Well, things like petunia, the old-fashioned types of petunias really don't like that intense heat, and they are failing out. But, of course, hybridizers are also working to our advantage, finding more selections that are tolerant of these extreme hot, humid summers. So,
yeah. If folks are concerned about their plants and they don't get a chance to call us at 816-235-2888, what can they do? What resources are available for gardeners in the area? And that's probably a question we could ask you every time you're on, Alan. But where can folks get information on these sorts of questions?
Well, their local extension service is the best for both Missouri, the Jackson County office, and then for Johnson County, Kansas as well. So go to your local extension. They have a hotline as well. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but that's one of your greatest resources, again, because it's a local resource. Of course, at Powell Gardens, we're working on a new website that hopefully will make us become more of a player in that, too, and make a lot of the research and stuff that we've experienced available to anybody.
And you can find a link to the Powell Gardens current website from ours at kcur.org. Let's talk to Martha in Smithville. Martha, good morning.
Good morning. This may have been answered before, but what about garlic emerging and foliage on mums? Just leaf mulch, would that protect it from this freeze?
That would be perfect. That would be, again, the leaves, especially don't chop them up. Have a nice ones where the leaves are all curled up and have the air pockets in them. It really, you know, is a better insulation that way.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's what I'll do.
Martha, thank you for your call. Folks, if they go out to Powell Gardens, you mentioned the conservatory, you mentioned the nice sitting area. Do folks still have access to the full grounds this time of year?
Absolutely, the grounds are open year round, and would love to see more people out walking the grounds. Plus, we have a over 3 mile long nature trail, so lots of available experience out there.
And you've spoken of your appreciation for the Midwestern landscape, but. Give us a few highlights, especially of the winter landscape. What is it about this time of year that is so beautiful there?
To me, the native grasses. You know, you drive across the Flint Hills and notice that. But we have beautiful sweeps of them in our parking lot and meadow, and just their beautiful warm colors from blonde to brunette, and the way they, you know, billow in the wind. To me, that's just an underappreciated, you know, natural expression of our region. To me, again, the southern magnolias with their, you know, lustrous green leaves in the wintertime are phenomenal. And it is fun to see some of these little small bulbs blooming already, though, since it's going to be in the single digits, I don't think they'll be there. The snowdrops, though, are an exception. They are a white.
What's a snowdrop?
Yeah. The botanical genus is Galanthus, and it's native to Europe, but they are extremely hardy. We actually had some of them blooming the earliest ever at the end of November because of our drought. They got fooled starting to bloom in the fall.
Huh.
And it's amazing how hardy they are. And we have, you know, drifts and drifts of them in our rock and waterfall garden where they literally carpet the ground like snow.
Wow. Sounds beautiful. Mm-hmm. Maybe a trip to Powell Gardens is in order. Let's talk to Dale in Kansas City, Kansas. Dale, good morning.
Good morning. I apologize. I came in partway through. And I was wondering, is there a group in the Kansas City area that deals with herbs and specializes in that, different kinds of herbs?
Good question. I'm not familiar with the local herb society, so I'm going to get in trouble for that. Again, we do display an incredible variety at Powell Gardens, especially in the Heartland Harvest Garden, where we basically grow every variety you can grow here. So,
okay.
Come out and visit.
All right.
I will.
Sounds like Powell Gardens is a good place to start, Dale. Thanks so much for your call. And let's talk to Mary in Prairie Village. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to comment that I've been out to Powell Gardens. I go at least every month, at least one time, and just recently was out and did that 3.5-mile hike, and it's just beautiful this time of year as that great gardener, I forgot his name, that you were just talking with. They have done
You must mean Alan Branhagen, the director of horticulture,
yes,
who's
Alan,
our guest.
Yes, yes. He has done so much out there, and the grasses are gorgeous. And anything that I'd ever want to learn about gardening, I can learn out there because they've done so much research. And then the conservatory is very pretty right now, as Alan mentioned, the Feather Your Nest. It's very imaginative and very lovely. So I just wanted to encourage everybody to go out and enjoy Powell Gardens any time of the year.
Thank you.
Mary, how many years have you been going out to Powell Gardens?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. 10, 12, 15.
And do you have a bit of garden in your own yard there?
Well, I did at one time. Now I live in an apartment, so I enjoy all the gardens out there.
Well, very good. It's everybody's garden out at Powell Gardens.
Yes.
Mary, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you for taking it.
So, Alan, as we're starting to wrap up, folks are probably thinking about, what to be planting in their yard, what they need to be doing. Are there certain steps that folks should be taking to care for their plants, you know, right now at this sort of pivotal moment where we may still have a freeze to come, but spring is on the way?
I think the best advice I can give is, again, be patient and wait. Spring is not here yet.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of plants that I really recommend not planting until about mid-March, and then I would say really have at it. That things like pansies and kale and lettuce and a lot of these very tough plants, it's time to really get them out and have your spring garden going. But then on the tender plants like tomatoes and tropical plants, you know, wait until, you know, at least May 1st just to be safe.
So it's tempting. Because
right.
Because you've got
tempting.
These nice warm weekends. You want to get out there in your yard.
But it's still winter, so please sit back and wait. And if you do have any, again, of those small plants out there that are flowering, you know, try to cover them up through this couple nights here.
Very good. That's Alan Branhagen. He's the director of horticulture out at Powell Gardens. You can find more information about him and about Powell Gardens through the link you can find at our website at kcur.org. Alan, thank you so much for being with us today.
You're very welcome.
Really appreciate it.